We have explored many themes related to Lent in the past few weeks. We looked at humility, we looked at penitence, we looked at repentance, and we looked at pilgrimage. And this week I'd like to explore grace, that odd gift from God, that sense that you and I are not held to account for things that we deserve or that we've earned. But instead, in its place is a gracious pardon given by our Lord, where our Lord chooses to overlook many things in our lives because there is nothing that will stop him aside from our continuing to choose away from him. There's nothing that'll stop his pursuit. And even in those moments where we choose away from him again and again and again, his grace hounds us. It continues to follow us. He's always the ever-present Father who is there for us. And so grace becomes a very real gift to us if we allow it to be. Grace becomes the ongoing presence of God, that God is always there. And so grace is a great provision. Grace is a great gift. Grace is a great encouragement. Grace is life itself, because grace is the person of Jesus Christ, continually revealed by the Holy Spirit. You and I always have a home, no matter where we find ourselves. The dark moments of suffering that we go through on this pilgrimage, the moments of loneliness, the moments of joy, the moments of just utter glee, all those moments, we are never alone because Christ is always present by his Spirit to us. Grace. Grace. God's grace. But we refuse to receive grace because grace is so counterintuitive. We live in a world that says you must pay when you've done wrong. We live in a world that does not understand forgiveness. Heck, American society is all about who is right so that we know who's wrong so that we can blame them and they can be held to account. But what if that's not how the kingdom of God works? What if it's not about who is held to account? Because the one who is entitled to hold us to an account has fudged the books, has made sure that you and I have a path out, has seen us, and not just seen us in the moments where we've fallen, but sees our true potential and chooses not to know us or recognize us by our faults or our failures, but instead is the ever-present one who sees the full potential of who we can be. And so rather than being a cheap grace where you and I continue to sin all the more that grace can abound, the Apostle Paul says that that's foolishness. Instead, when we truly receive grace, we receive an expectation of what our true potential is. Then indeed, the fact that you and I receive grace is because a grace-filled God wants us to extend that grace back. And for us to extend grace means that we have to access a part of us that we don't want to access. And so in some ways, if you follow with me, the ways and the patterns of this world actually dehumanize us, because to be truly human is to be a person full of grace. Why? Because the God that we follow in Jesus Christ is full of grace. But the pilgrimage is tough. It's not always marked by high points, and sometimes companions on the road seem to drop off, and we don't know why. But through it all, why don't you extend yourself some grace this season? Why don't you allow God to extend you grace? Because the humblest, the most penitent, most repentant, the most pilgrim-oriented thing that you can do is to submit to the power of grace in your life and be forgiven. To recognize that you every day do wrongs that you will never be able to make right. And so you receive grace. And then to those who have wounded you, have hurt you, maybe, just maybe, you should do the audacious and ridiculous thing and extend grace to them. And then look around you and go, how did the journey change? And Did God become more present to me as I extended more grace to other people? And lo and behold, before you know it, you'll realize that somehow along this road, that it really wasn't even you extending grace as it was you just extending the common decency and courtesy and integrity that is you, that couldn't help but be anything other than grace-filled. So I pray that you experience a grace-filled God on this journey of Lent. And I pray that as God invites you to crucify the self in Jesus Christ, that the resurrected self would be one of grace. May you freely receive grace, and then, my friends, may you do the ridiculous thing and extend grace to the world around you. Amen. Amen.